Thank you. Just getting the glasses. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 17, 4 to 5. Ekadasa. Get the glass. Just put it there. Thank you. Ekadasa vimanena Vishnu dattena bhashvata Girisham dadrishe gacchan Paritam siddhacharanay Alingya kirtanam devim Bahuna muni shamshadi Uvacha devya srinvandhya Jahaso chaistadantike Ekadasa vimanena Vishnu dattena bhashvata Girisham dadrishe gacchan Paritam siddhacharanay Alingyantikam devim Bahuna munisham shadi Uvacha dyavya svinvantya Jahasa chastadantike If there you can try. Are you go? Can you come here? In the kitchen. I put the tea on. This one is boiling. Get someone. I put some sugar, that's all. Khichdi is done, salad is done. And they need to offer that. By 9 o'clock. Yeah, thank you. Ekada. One mind. Shah, he King Chitraketu, Vimanena, with his airplane, Vishnu Datena, given to him by Lord Vishnu, Vashvata, shining brilliantly, Girisham, Lord Shiva, Dadreshi, he saw. Gachan, going, Paritam, surrounded, Siddha, by the inhabitants of Siddhaloka, Saranai, and the inhabitants of Charanaloka, Alingya, embracing, Ankikritam, sitting on his lap, Devim, his wife, Parvati, Bahuna, with his arm, Munisham Shadi, in the presence of great saintly persons. Uvacha, he said, Devya, while the goddess Parvati, Srinvantya, was hearing, Jahasha, he
he laughed, which I very loudly, Tadantike, in the vicinity. Translation purported by Swami Geshe-la Prabhupada Ki Jai. One time, while King Chitraketu was traveling in our space on a brilliantly effulgent airplane given to him by Lord Vishnu, he saw Lord Shiva surrounded by siddhas and charanas. Lord Shiva was sitting in an assembly of great saintly persons and embracing Parvati on his lap with his arm. Chitraketu laughed loudly and spoke within the hearing of Parvati. Srila Vishnath Chakravarti Thakur says in this connection, Bhaktim Bhutim Hari Dattva Svavacche Dantya Danu Bhutyaye Devya Sapena Vrityatvam Nitvatvam Swantike Nyayat. The purport is that the Supreme Personality of Godhead wanted to bring Chitraketu to Vaikuntha Loka as soon as possible. The Lord's plan was that Chitraketu be cursed by Parvati to become Vritasura, so that in his next life he could quickly return home back to Godhead. There have been many instances in which a devotee acting as a demon has been brought to the kingdom of God by the mercy of the Lord. For Parvati to be embraced by Lord Shiva was natural in a relationship between husband and wife. This was nothing extraordinary for Chitraketu to see. Nonetheless, Chitraketu laughed loudly to see Lord Shiva in that situation, even though he should not have done so. Thus, he was eventually cursed, and this curse was the cause of his returning back home, back to Godhead. Okay, so we should understand from this purport how Krishna's hand in everything, behind everything. This is the underlying principle of this purport, that sometimes we take things very quickly and a hasty decision, or we conclude something without consulting, like jumping to conclusion. But if we, Krishna consciousness is a matter of consulting with the Vaishnava. That's why the Bhagavatam is here, so we can read about it, we can associate. So it's not simply you can speculate or jump to a conclusion and say, I think it's like this. But there's always, of course, there's always a reason, cause behind everything. That we knew, we have to understand that it's not simply things are happening by accidents. There's always a reason. So that reason is, here we can understand Prabhupada explaining in the purport that Chitraketu was a great king and he became a great devotee of Krishna by the mercy of Narada Muni. But when he saw Lord Shiva and Parvati, they were in the assembly. And sometimes it happens that the wife can sit next to the husband. And they're in the presence of all the people. So they're not doing anything private. But when Chitraketu saw Parvati, the wife of Shiva, Shiva is a great devotee of Krishna, and so is Parvati. In India especially, we worship Shiva and Parvati for mercy. Vaishnavanam jata sambhu, Lord Shiva is a great devotee of Krishna. So Chitraketu laughed at him. So he was... sometimes the wife will not like if you say something bad about the husband, especially in front of people. She will be upset, even though husband may be occupied and not taking any action. But the wife may be unhappy if he says something about the husband. So she cursed him to take birth as a demon. That's why Chitraketu in his next life became Vritasura, a demon. So the story will continue. So, in the beginning of the purport, Prabhupada is saying that is this actually the plan of Krishna? That this happened. This is what I'm trying to say, that we should not simply jump to conclusion without consulting. So that's why Krishna consciousness is a very conscious activity. We have to see things very cool-headedly. Not just cool-headed, a lot of people are cool-headed, but they don't know the Shastra. Yeah, I'm very peaceful. But he's not peaceful enough, because he has to study Srimad Bhagavatam. He has to know the scriptures. So, because why? The scriptures is very clear about everything. It gives the conclusion. It's the perfect in every way. That's why Vyasadeva wrote the Bhagavatam, because he himself was perfect. So, this is all Leela. Devotees perform Leela with Krishna. When Krishna comes to this world, he also comes with his associate. He is not coming alone. In fact, his devotees, that they are his eternal associate, they take their appearance before even Krishna comes, because they come down here to prepare for his arrival. So they are all over. So, in this instance, Krishna wanted that King Chitraketu take birth as a demon so Krishna can come and kill him so he can come back to his lotus feet quickly. So there's a plan there. So it's no problem for Krishna, because this is all his Leela. That's all he does. This is Krishna's work. He's having Leela with his devotees. So that's why also within our company of devotees, there's also some kind of friction, this and that, but we don't call it a Leela, but like I said, we should not jump to conclusion. We should see things as it comes. So Krishna, he's there behind everything. He makes the plan. And his plan is that he wants his devotees to come back to his lotus feet as quickly as possible. Krishna wants his devotees to return to his lotus feet. Sometimes we're going crazy. Oh, what's going to happen? I'm suffering so much. Krishna, help. He's helping. He's always here for us. You just have to stay calm. Take things as it comes. Stay silent. Observe within. See what's happening. How Krishna is interacting in a devotee's life in a very mysterious way. That we have to understand. It is not simply, then we have sometimes these frictions. No. If you see things very clearly, there's always Krishna behind. Especially a devotee's life. Because when we act in a Krishna-conscious way, Krishna intervenes. But if we act passionately, then we're acting under Maya. I think this, I think that, I should be like that. You think. Is it Shastra approved by the Shastra? Is the devotees approve it? Is Prabhupada approve it? You like it, that's one thing. But we may like something that Krishna doesn't like. We have to like what Krishna likes, Guru likes. It is in your own interest. Your interest should be in the interest of Krishna's interest, the spiritual master interest. So there's a devotee, there's always connection. There's always connection to Krishna. That's what the meaning of a devotee. Devotee means one who do things for the pleasure of Krishna. So you have to make somehow a connection that, am I becoming Krishna conscious? If this activity I'm doing, is this activity pleasing Krishna or Guru or not? So he's always internally meditating, internally very thoughtful in his actions, in his behavior, in his consciousness, in his attitude. Whatever you do, yat karoshi yadashnasi yajohasi dadasi yat. Krishna says, whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you give away in the charity, you should be doing for my pleasure. That's the meaning of a devotee. Devotee means one who is devoted to Krishna. So here, Chitraketu left at Parvati and Shiva. Prabhupada said, you shouldn't have done so. Even though it is Krishna's plan, we can understand from one thing, we can learn many things. We call multi-purpose. It's their business. Don't worry about it. Ah, look at that. Then he get into a big conversation, and it's called gossip. It goes on and on. Let it go. It's not your problem. Go about with your own service. But this goes on a lot in our community sometimes. We talk about each other, this and that. There are authorities, they'll take care of it. Just like in a society, there's police force, there's army. There is society divided in a way that it runs smoothly because there are leaders who take charge of those areas. So we don't have to take everything into our own hand. Ah, look at that, you know, should be like that. It's not pleasing you, so you're disturbed. We have to see how it is pleasing Krishna, how it is pleasing Guru Maharaj, it is pleasing the assembly of devotees. This temple is not just for your own benefit. We have Radha Vallabha here. We have Srila Prabhupada here. They are the presiding deity of this yatra, of Krishna. It's the Krishna consciousness, Hare Krishna movement. It's not in your name. I'm the center of everything. So we have to always see things in a way that it will ultimately come to the conclusion that Krishna is the source of everything. So when you take things in lightly, then you talk about so many things. So leave it alone. It's not your business. Of course, people will say something. But don't think that person is going to be you. I'm always here in the temple throughout the day because I'm in the kitchen. And sometimes weird things happen. I come out. But not everyone's here. You're all here, Hari Bol, Hare Krishna, morning program's packed, and then I don't see you till evening. There are times that things, activities going on here. Somebody has to check on it. So we need to stand up for our movement. We need to also say things, but at the same time see things that how we can make things better for Krishna. How we can improve Krishna consciousness. Your behavior, your activity, your behavior particularly will ultimately people will judge. This, look at this Hare Krishna people. That ultimately they will blame Krishna. They will blame Prabhupada because we are representing Prabhupada. That's for our actions. Our behavior has to be really good because we are representing Prabhupada. We are representing Krishna. People always say, oh, look at this Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. Look at this Hare Krishna people. They're so weird. But if they see us, oh, Hare Krishna, they're so nice people. They come to our temple, we give them first class pusharam. They see us, they're so nicely behaved. They're so nice. Ultimately, they'll be talking about Prabhupada. They'll be talking about Krishna. Kaulo sometimes make a comment. But if you see everything in a long term, what the outcome is going to be, what the end result is going to be, then the process of Krishna consciousness becomes even better. We have to see what is the end result of my activity, of my behavior. If I have a punch up with each other, what the outcome is? What the people are going to say? Oh, these Hare Krishna people, they're so angry and they're so... Of course you're angry, but we have to use that in a right way. People are laughing at Hare Krishnas. In the beginning, I remember we go in the street, they will laugh, look at the Hare Krishnas. Look at the way they dress. They're so fanatical. Let them, they say whatever they like. people, that's the nature to judge. But if we can stay Krishna conscious, we are reflecting our behavior onto others. Reflecting. What Prabhupada did, why did Srila Prabhupada go to America? He could have stayed in Vrindavan and chant his rounds and just be happy. He took the responsibility on his shoulder, risking his own life to go to America on the ship as an old man. He was nearly dying. Why? Because he took the responsibility on behalf of his spiritual master for you to spread Krishna consciousness. And people say so many things. When he came back with the Western disciples, people were laughing, oh, how you can initiate these white people? People are also laughing at Prabhupada. But look at it now. Hare Krishna movement is so popular. People love the ISKCON. You go on the street chanting, even the policemen clapping and they're dancing. Because they see, but in order for it to fructify, the result to come, we have to sacrifice. So many years, 50 years of ISKCON. Now we see ISKCON is so popular because that one man, Srila Prabhupada, and his devotees that he assisted him in the beginning. The hard-working devotees. This is why we have ISKCON today. If you just go around minding everybody what they say, what they talk about you, you're going to go crazy because people are always talking about us. But sometimes just in our mind, we have to learn to rise above our mental platform and serve Krishna. Don't worry about what people are thinking. Of course, we have to be perfect. At the same time, we should not be so selfish and self-conscious. Like I said, our reflection is Krishna conscious reflection. You're all talking nonsense, some about this and that, and somebody comes along, then they bring the Krishna conscious subject. Change the subject. That's how we have to be. We have to learn to turn things around to bring Krishna on top. Material world we're living today is a material world. It's full of nonsense. It's full of craziness. Even here in Melbourne, I lived in China for 10 years. I came back here after so many years. I never seen so many crazy people here. In China, they just lock them up. Here, they're all over the street. People going around talking to themselves. All kinds of weirdos. That's what happens in the material world. When we don't chant Hare Krishna, when we don't study scriptures, when we are not Vaishnavas, it leads us to that level of craziness. What's the definition of crazy? It's one who has no knowledge. Material world leads to frustration because they don't have spiritual knowledge. Even you may have everything materially, complete, but it's not complete enough. Because without spiritual knowledge, without devotional life, without Krishna consciousness, without bhakti, love for Krishna, ultimately it has to lead suffering. So that's why balance. Have spiritual life, you have family, you have material working, but all these things without spiritual knowledge, there is going to be dissatisfaction. So take things in a very spiritual way and understand the deeper meaning of Krishna consciousness. It's not just a surface thing. You have to dive deep into the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. You see the vast ocean. It's not shallow. Ocean is not shallow, like a river. Ocean is very deep. So big. So much water is there. Gambhir, very deep. So Krishna consciousness is very deep. It's not a shallow thing. Each of us here, anyone that comes to Krishna consciousness seeking the mercy of Krishna, they're wanting to know what is Hare Krishna, what is this book, the Bhayang book. They're searching for bhakti, love for Krishna. That is the first step of human life. Human life begins when you want to know a little bit more about the purpose of our existence. Athata brahma jigyasa. Jigyasa, when you come to inquire about the spiritual life, then that is the beginning of human life. That's the start of human life. Pashu, animals, they're simply living a life of eating and sleeping, instincts of life. We have more responsibility in human life to know more. Why am I here? Why am I suffering? What is the purpose of my existence? That makes us a human being. Otherwise, dvipada pashu. Just we have two legs, two arms, like a human being. But doesn't make us a human being unless we can know more about our existence. We're doing the same things the animals do. Eat and sleep, just living a life. And die at the end. So that's why Bhagavatam is very clear. So Krishna is very kind on us. He's giving us an opportunity through the mercy of spiritual master. The spiritual master is the mercy incarnation of Krishna. That's why Jesus, they said Jesus, he came, he took the sin of others. That's their mercy, compassion. They're always thinking, how I can bring this conditioned soul back to the spiritual world. Like a child, they leave home, they want to do whatever they want to do, they think they don't need the parents anymore. But parents are thinking, how I can bring them back. So similarly, this example is always given, that we, the living in it, is the jivas, we're rotting in this material world. We left Krishna. That's why Krishna created this world, material world, so we can exercise our free will to do whatever we want. And that's why they're suffering here. This is why Krishna comes. He's an avatar, he comes. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavate varata. Yada yada, always he's coming. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya jadushkritam. He comes to destroy the animals, the demons. Dharmasam stanapana artaya. He comes to establish the dharma. Paritranaya sadhunam, to protect the devotees. So Krishna is always making plan how he can help the conditioned soul to come back to him. It's not that Krishna is just enjoying in the spiritual world, playing in his flute, just there. He is. But at the same time, he's also planning. He's all his avatar. Well, you think it's just a joke. He comes here. He's giving us this process of Krishna consciousness. We have to work very hard to become Krishna's good devotees. Just like this morning, the Bhagavatam roster was given. And the person supposed to give class didn't turn up. You have the roster. We have to be enthusiastic to talk about Krishna. It's a glorious thing. It's very nice to be able to come in the temple, speak about Krishna. Why don't you show up? Lucky I was in the kitchen. I'm just trying to make the point that we have a system for everything. And we need to follow that. And everything will go smoothly. So here, Chitraketu laughed at Parvati and Shiva. I wouldn't dare to laugh at Lord Shiva and Parvati. They can do whatever they like. I still worship them. That should be the attitude. He's Bhagavan. He's Krishna's pure devotee. Vaishnava Navjata Sambhu. Greatest Vaishnava. He can do whatever he like. Parvati sitting on his lap? Fine. I still pay my obeisances, head. He can do whatever he likes. That should be our attitude. Our attitude is that it's not my business. My business is to be humble and serve Krishna. And Krishna will bless me. You see the difference of attitude. We know Krishna's plan, but at the same time, it's good to remain Krishna conscious platform. Nothing wrong in that. If you maintain within the platform of Krishna consciousness, everything goes smoothly. Just like if you go to swim in the ocean, they have red flag. You swim in between the red flag. Then lifeguard is there checking on you. You're safe, and it's a safe area. Then he says, no, I don't need it. You go somewhere, and he gets drifted off into ocean. Maybe shark gets you. So we need to stay within the flag of Krishna consciousness, the flag of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the flag under the umbrella of Srila Prabhupada. Then we will get the protection. We're in the line, we're connected to Krishna. Stay within the flag of Hare Krishna, of Krishna consciousness. So if everybody follows what Krishna told us, this place will become Vaikuntha, spiritual world. Somebody asked Prabhupada, if everyone becomes a Hare Krishna, a devotee, what will happen to the world? Prabhupada said, everyone will become happy. But that time everyone was hippie. You become happy. Right now, no one's happy. We're trying to be happy. There's no happiness here. The only thing can make us happy is Krishna consciousness. But you have to follow rules and regulations. Even as devotees, we have so many of us walking around unhappy because we are creating our own rules. If you follow, everything is given by Prabhupada and Krishna. It's all there. The process of Krishna consciousness enables us to be fully satisfied, saturated with happiness. Then happiness comes if we are connected to Krishna, Krishna consciousness. Yeah. It's if we follow the principles, rules and regulations given to us by Prabhupada, by Krishna. Ajata Shatru, like Yudhishthira Maharaj. Everybody loved him. Yudhishthira Maharaj, you know, the Pandavas. Ajata Shatru, he didn't have an enemy. Everybody loved him, demons and devotees. We have to be like that. Everyone should be appreciating your behavior, your character. Our behavior, our character reflects what's in our consciousness, what we are thinking externally. And our behavior, we are representing, like I said, we are representing Krishna and Prabhupada. See how your spiritual master behaves, how the other Vaishnavas. So we are the followers of the Goswamis. Rupanuga. The Goswamis, they're so pure. So we have to become follower of Krishna. We have to become follower of Prabhupada. Our spiritual master is perfect disciple of his spiritual master. That's how he became a disciple. A disciple is one who becomes a guru because of his Krishna consciousness, advancement. So don't laugh at devotees. Don't laugh at anyone. Laugh at yourself. Why I'm here? If you go to the prison, you say, well, you laugh at other prisoners. And what are you doing in there? That's what we're doing. We're also part of that material world. Isn't it? So, idea is to encourage each other. Push each other to become Krishna conscious. Always see good in others. Even those who are not Krishna devotee, don't laugh. Because gradually they will. Krishna has a plan. Millions of years later, but one day they will. But we can pray to Krishna how I can help them, how I can become Krishna conscious myself. and then gradually they'll appreciate you. So everything starts with your own self. It's like if you spit at the sky, it only comes back on you. So try to learn to not criticize a devotee. Try to see good in others. These are very basic things. Like the Ten Commandments, very basic actually. A devotee should know these things automatically. What makes us better than others? These qualities in us. Follow these qualities. The jewel quality of a devotee is Trinadapi Sanichena, humility. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, a devotee wears a neck beads around the neck, wearing this Trinadapi Sanichena, humbler than a rat, taller than a tree. That person can chant Hare Krishna. You cannot say, oh, I'm chanting Hare Krishna, I'm this. You have to understand the humility what attracts Krishna. Krishna went to the house of Vridura, not a palace. He was supposed to go eat at the house of Duryodhana, palace. But Krishna went to the hut. There's nothing in there. And he was living there, Vidura. I lived in a hut before, but I had everything in it. Electric light, torch, maybe TV. But Vidura was living in a hut, there's nothing in it. Krishna went there because of his devotion. Bhakti amam avijanati. You can attract Krishna with bhakti. Krishna is the owner of everything. He doesn't care about palace. He's the owner of everything. He's the owner of your life. So like this, if we can see things in a very deeper way, then we can implement Krishna consciousness onto ourselves and become perfect. And then we can reflect others by our own qualities of Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. Any questions? The Damodar singing and Guru Puja finishes by 8 o'clock, right? Well, lucky I was in the kitchen, and Krishna wanted me to keep, I guess. I was talking to Krishna, so he knows what I'm saying. Yeah, we don't have anything different with Krishna, so he's sitting in our heart. He charges in the Shishrati. He says, I'm sitting in the heart, and I guide the people accordingly. If we have an intention to serve Krishna, he will guide us from within. Just like if we want to do something material, he's also helping through his agency. But if you particularly want to become Krishna conscious, he will help us through the mercy of the Guru. Nothing is outside of Krishna. He's there, his hand in everything. But you can say, we do some nonsense, he says, oh, Krishna is helping me. That is your choice. He gives us a choice. Our choice is to first go for the right choice. Second choice is you want to do whatever you like. Just like I said, you can swim in between the flag, or you choose to swim outside. That is up to you. The choice is there. That is the only choice. Our only choice. You can serve Krishna or serve Maya, but you're not outside of Krishna because everything is Krishna's. But if I look at you, it's good to face you. Not look behind you. So material world Krishna is behind. But it's his property. You can be in the jail or you can be out in the open area, in a free area. It's all Krishna's. It's all the belongs to the country. But you prefer to live in a jail or you want to be in a free person, free man. So this material world is a karagar, it's a prison house. It's also Krishna's. But we can leave this world, Krishna says, you come to me. But we have to behave nicely. We have to become Krishna conscious while we're here. The process is there in front of us. Any questions? No questions? The pusharam we're going to get is my cooking. I already finished cooking. I was cooking breakfast. Hare Krishna. All right.